Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On a football Friday, a ton to get to. Kyle Quinn behind the glass, you guys on the phone lines. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, I know sometimes it's hard to do, but don't focus on the messenger. Focus on the message.
I like that one.
Yeah, just focus on the message, man. I know thanks a lot, Kyle, for keeping me grounded. But a lot of times, you know, we hear things and people tell us things about ourselves. And sometimes we get more upset with the person that's delivering it than actually hearing what's being said.
Yeah, so big fella, listen to that one. We'll get to the Sixers coming up in a little bit as they're back home tonight. The reception for Joel Embiid, apparently he's on a witch hunt to find the person who went and told to Shams.
Witch hunt is crazy.
We'll get to all that. And a lot to do on the show today. Guess the takes, a Q&A, same game parlay for the Eagles and the Rams. We start there with the Eagles and the Rams. And Hugh, I was thinking about this game a lot today. You know, we really haven't spent much time on this particular game, right? We've been looking forward, the big picture of the season, how good they are, Eagles, Lions, all that kind of stuff. And right now, I feel like most of us feel pretty good about the division after the win over the Commanders last week. But I was thinking about this game, in particular, Sunday against the Rams. Kind of an interesting Rams team because their record says they're blah, but they've got some really high-end players who just had a weird kind of season so far. And they're obviously in the NFC West because that's not a very good division. But Hugh, even though the Eagles are up in the division, and even though their playoff chances are, you know, 95% or whatever they are, the Eagles are very likely to go to the playoffs. I do think this is a must-win on Sunday for this reason. If the Eagles are going to go to the Super Bowl, and what have we been saying? We're trying to take a bus trip down to New Orleans. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what we're talking about here on this show. Then they got to win this game. Because you look at the number one seed and the chances to win the number one seed, it's very hard to envision the Eagles topping the Lions for the one seed if they don't win this game. It's a conference game. It's a common opponent game because the Lions already beat the Rams. And they've got some tough ones coming up, the Eagles. You know, they have a game in Baltimore next week. That feels like a really challenging game. They've got the Steelers here. They have to go to Washington. So, you know, I imagine they might drop one or two of those games. And that could happen. But they can't drop this one. I view this as the most must-win game on the schedule that we really haven't talked about in that light. I think they got to win this game. If the Eagles are going to have a one seed and get to the Super Bowl, they need this win over the Rams. Hugh, what do you think? Eagles-Rams Sunday night football.
It would be nice to get this win. I don't feel it's a must-win. I would like it to get it for the simple fact that we've been playing well for the last couple of weeks. But I'm looking at the Rams schedule. And they're still alive as far as the playoff hopes are concerned.
Because that division's pretty rough.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, they're poised to lose a couple more games. And then I look at our direct competitor right now. And their road looks a little bit easier, especially when you talk about NFC opponents. Mm-hmm. They still have the Bears twice. They have the 49ers and they have the Vikings. I know it might be a little bit of wishful thinking and the Green Bay Packers, but I'm of the mindset they're not going to win both of those Bears games. We saw a game last night where the Cleveland Browns, a lot of people didn't give them a chance to win that game. And they came out and won. And I know what George Pickens said, that the weather didn't present itself.
Benefited. Wasn't it fun seeing a snow game last night?
Well, it was crazy awesome. Because when the game started, it was cool.
Yeah.
And you saw the guys outside with their shirts off and everything. And then all of a sudden, it was just Snowmageddon. It had shades of the Shady McCoy game in my mind.
It did because it didn't start that way.
Yeah.
The visual from TV.
It was pretty awesome.
The feel was so covered. It also reminded me a little bit of the Tuck Rule game, the Brady-John Ritchie Tuck Rule game where you couldn't see the field.
Yeah, and Jameis Winston, man, God bless him because I know he was sincere in the message that he gave before the game, but his voice inflection and his facial expressions make you feel like something ain't right with him. But he's a very, very sincere dude. He went out there and he played his butt off last night.
He's different. So you don't think this is a must-win this Eagles
game? I don't think it is. It would be nice, especially off of the heels. Put it like this, Joe. I would not be surprised. I would love it if it didn't happen. But I would not be surprised with the stretch that we have when you talk about the Rams and the Baltimore Ravens, that one of those games, it would be nice if we get this one because of the direct opponent that we have against the Lions. But I wouldn't be surprised if we drop one of these games.
I agree with you. And look, next week will be billed as a big game, Lamar and Jalen and all that kind of stuff. But if we're talking about the Eagles' path to the Super Bowl, this is the bigger game. It's an NFC game. 215-592-9494.
That East Coast thing, West Coast thing. Yeah.
Listen, I think it's going to be a challenging game on Sunday. But I view it as if the goal is the Super Bowl now. If that's – and the other day on the show when we were at Chickies, we were talking about Super Bowl or bust. Is that where people's mindset is? If the goal is now the Super Bowl, this one's huge. I was looking this morning at the conference record and all this stuff for the number one seed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Eagles may have to win out to get the number one seed. Detroit might drop one or two more, but tiebreakers are tough to have over them. So right now their record is 9-1 Lions, 8-2 Eagles, right? Conference record, 6-1 Lions, 5-2 Eagles. So it goes by head to head. They don't play each other. Then it goes by conference record. Okay. Right now the Lions have a one game better conference record. Then it goes by common opponents. That's next. The Lions beat the Rams in week one. That makes this game huge for the Eagles. 215-592-9494. All right, we got a lot to get to on the show today. We'll talk about Jalen Hurts. Devontae Smith, by the way, been on the injury report two straight days, hasn't practiced with a hamstring issue. So we'll find out more today if Devontae's going to play. Sirianni is going to speak later in the show. We'll air that live. A Q&A, guess the take, same game parlay. Lot to discuss, plus Embiid and the Sixers back in Philadelphia tonight. I am very curious to see the reception here for Joel Embiid. 215-592-9494. So as I went through the tiebreaker stuff, if the Eagles and Lions stay tied or the Eagles could tie them or whatever, it really feels like the Eagles' simplest path to the one seed is they have to just surpass the Lions in record.
Yeah.
But that's going to be hard because they're a game back. They don't play each other. So you go through the tiebreaker stuff and it's like, all right, conference record, well, this is a big game. Common opponents, it's a huge game. And then after that, it goes to strength of victory. The Eagles are not going to win a strength of victory over Detroit.
Because they're the better opponent. Detroit has played better opponents.
Yes, and they will because their division is better, right? They have six games in their division where those teams are at least decent or really good. Meanwhile, we got the Giants and Cowboys twice. So they're going to have to win tiebreakers in certain ways, and one way is beating the Rams on Sunday. 215-592-9494. It feels like a weird must-win, but I consider it a must-win. Kyle, where do you come down? Eagles-Rams on Sunday. Sunday night football. Is this one a must-win?
I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want the one seed?
Yes.
Okay, it's a must-win.
That's it?
It's pretty simple. And the other part of this is the Commanders have a free win this week Sunday.
They're 10.5-point favorites.
They're going to kill the Dallas Cowboys, who might as well not even take the field.
Don't even show up.
Well, yeah, so like if we lose this game,
take your holiday break
early.
I'm glad
you brought that up. Yeah. All of a sudden, the division is back in play.
It's right back into focus. We're one game up. Now we have the tiebreaker over Washington, but we'll play them again, right? So all of a sudden, we lose that game in Washington, then the head-to-head is split, right? So like the division is a legitimate thing. Washington's going to get a free win. The Eagles have to continue to keep that separation from the Commanders, and then plus they want to put themselves in the position to get the one seed, or at least an easier position. Yeah, they got to go down there and they got to beat the Rams.
I will say this about all of that, though. This defense looks like it travels well, and good defense always travels well. It's just for me, when you think about that West Coast trip and the acclimating to the later time or whatever, that might be somewhat of a factor. The matchup with the receivers, I know it sounds crazy, especially given
Puka and Kupp.
Yeah, especially given what our corners have done. That rookie wall coming. I just hope it's not this game.
Do you think it's going to hit them as much as it hit Jalen Carter last year? Because Carter is trench player versus a skill player.
Because I played in the trenches, so it's something where when it hits, it's weird because you're trying to fight your way out of it, but your body's just not used to playing that many games. I don't know. I don't know how different it is for the secondary. And plus, you know, Cooper DeJean, he missed a couple games early in the season.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point. So he has less snaps on him.
Yeah. So, and on the flip side, Quinyon hasn't really been. I don't feel like he's been challenged a whole lot, but it's something to be said about playing that many games and not used to playing that many games.
So I obviously can't speak from experience on this. I did not play in the trenches in the NFL. I was also not a corner. But I remember, what was it, a few years ago when the Chiefs were going deep into the postseason. They had a couple rookie corners,
McDuffie,
I think.
Yeah, you're right.
And what the conversation with those guys was that once you got deep into the season, they're basically not considered a rookie anymore.
No, they're not, but the rookie wall is still a real thing.
Is it for a corner? I don't know if it is.
See, that's the point that I don't know, Kyle. I don't know. Can't speak from a corner's perspective.
I feel like for those guys, because it's not like they're not banging against an I'm trying to say.
I know what you're trying to say, but they're not as physical.
It's less physical,
of course,
for them, right?
They don't get as beat up physically.
Right, exactly. So, Jalen Carter,
those corners for Kansas City played pretty physical.
Well, they did, but, it's nowhere near what Jalen Carter has to do on a day-to-day basis.
Exactly.
He ran out of gas last year. He wasn't conditioned. I don't know if that's something that I would worry about with Quinion and DeGene. I think, if anything, they're going to benefit just from gaining experience. And a lot of the they faced Mike Evans, CeeDee Lamb. They faced some really good wide receivers.
If
anything, they might get better.
Yeah, early in the season, though. Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing.
Well, that counts as experience.
No, I mean, but it's early when they're fresher.
Well,
there's a such thing as mental fatigue, too.
Sure. Well, that circles back to the bye could change everything for the Eagles, right? It's not just that we keep talking about the number one seed is get Detroit outside. The number one seed also means you get to the second round without playing the first round game. You get a week off. That all factors in. By the way, before we go to the phone lines here, 215-592-9494. We've all taken a deep breath on the division, and I think the odds say the Eagles are going to win the division. But Kyle brought up a good point. That the Commanders get the Cowboys this week, right? We have the Rams. I think this is a must win. If the Eagles drop this game on Sunday, and I don't think they're going to, they should beat the Rams. But if they drop this game, you know, next week the Commanders have the Titans at home while we go to Baltimore. If you play that out, by next Sunday night, the Commanders could be back in first place. This stuff's fleeting. Eagles have to keep winning football games. I have this as a must win. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown starts us off on a football Friday. Good morning, Chris.
Happy football Friday, man.
Chris, how are we doing today?
Joe, we're doing pretty good. We're doing pretty good. Joe, this is a must win, okay? So let's not make any bones about it. You know what? Let's just go right into it, because Sunday night, it's on like donkey time. Our Birds will continue to show they're the best team in the NFL by winning their seventh straight game. And here's how we're doing. Juan Villa will continue his season of greatness by blistering the 18th-ranked running for a hat-trick of TDs. Yes, he will have three touchdowns Sunday night, showing he's locked in at All-Pro, and he's the true front-runner for the MVP. Jalen will launch deep rockets to AJ and Saquon, the 22nd ranked pass defense, for over 100 yards and at least one season. And as for RG, here's the following: what's gonna happen? The Department of Defense will cripple their attempted offensive attack. Kern Williams and his teammates can ask for the manager all they want, but it won't help. Because Guantanamo Bay will do what he does best. He'll walk down the outside threat. Jalen Carter, a.k.a. Baby Rhino, will wreak havoc all night long. While Ballistic Bond will destroy everything in his path.
He's been working on this.
Defense will go down in history as one of the greatest ever. You will be babyface. The Filthy 50 will be riding on a bus to New Orleans, and the streets of Philadelphia will bleed green when we host another Eagles Super Bowl parade.
Drink a whole lot of Jack Daniels.
We are E-I-G-L-E-S-Eagles!
Now that's the way we started. That was Chris's best Eagles chant in weeks.
I can do without the "we are," though.
every time.
Well, I mean, he's staying true to Penn State.
I'm sorry. Who cares?
Well, okay, I typically agree. But you can make case the Eagles' best player this season is from Penn State.
I don't care. He's also from the Giants.
Well, that's true. No one's saying that. But, I mean, I think he identifies more that way. I'm let Chris have. At least his voice didn't crack this time, right?
No, he was prepared.
Well, he had stats. He had numbers. That was a good one from Chris there. 215-592-9494. By the way, that that three touchdown prediction for Saquon.
Listen, that's big.
I took 150-1 flyer on Saquon MVP a couple weeks ago. Three touchdowns. That thing is going to move in the right direction. I mean, I'm all for that. Donald DeChester. What's up, Donald?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Donald.
How you doing?
Man, I'm chilling. But you know what? You know what, Joe? The only reason why I don't think this game is that big of a game is because I just have that much confidence in the defense. I do, and Hugh's former teammate that does the post game show with Rob Ellis, Jason Avant, made an interesting comment, and he said only the Eagles can beat the Eagles, and I realized that's what the story is this season, and see, and I'm with Hugh. This defense and this running game can travel. It can. It can just travel, man. So I just think it could travel out there to the Rams, and we'll shut down all that motion stuff that Sean McVay likes to do, and somebody's clock will get clean up on the offense, and that'll be the end of it.
So, Don, I think this defense could travel too. I mean, and that's important because, Hugh, that's one thing where no matter who they play, where they play them, if this defense plays as well as it has the last 6 weeks, they could beat anybody. I mean, that's how good they've been.
I mean, and it's one thing, and I know it's been said quite a bit, man. I don't think it's happening, but you have to be careful about reading your press clippings. You know, and Coach Sirianni says that – he's said that a few times about, you know, not believing what you're hearing.
Sure.
This defense has been playing extremely well. And you know that Coach McVay is going to do everything that he can to try to confuse that secondary. And you're talking about in the quarterback you're playing against, Matthew Stafford. I got his name right that time, didn't I?
You got it.
I got his name right.
How about that?
This is the absolute best quarterback you're going to face in this stretch. So with
you know what, Hugh and Joe, I have every respect for Stafford. I do. I have every respect for him, and I have every respect for what McVay does. My real strength of confidence with that is that they can't run the football.
You know they
just can't, and I just think we have the advantage over that. So I'm not trying to underestimate them, but if it wasn't for so much of the talent on the defensive side and the way Fangio just puts it together, you know, I would be concerned. I would be, but I'm just not.
Well, I love the confidence, Donald. I mean, Donald's so confident here that he didn't need to know what you said.
I'm so confident I don't need to hear what you're saying.
Frankly, I don't think you gave a crap about what you had to say.
He came in here with something to say, and he said, Hugh, shut up.
See, this is why you have to have thick skin when you work in this town. Because I was asked a question, and I try. You know, that's why I was trying to give some analysis. Hey, I ain't trying to hear all that here.
I don't give a shit.
Whatever. This is what's going to happen.
The funniest part is, like, I get it when people are like, Julio, shut up. Like, no one wants to hear any of this anymore. But, like, you're trying to give a legitimate point on the quarterbacks, and Donald's like, yeah, but.
No, because you know what it is.
Right into his take.
I like having fun with everybody else, but every now and then, I got to throw a stat in there. I got to sprinkle some analysis.
He also thought you played with Jason Avant.
Yeah.
Didn't happen.
And I'm like, I'm trying to give you the reason why I feel. I ain't trying to hear all that horse
pucky. Now, wait, was Avant drafted in 05 or 06?
Because 05, 06, I forgot. But I wasn't his teammate.
No, but you were the bad assetter his first year if he was here in 05.
I think I was here his first year.
So then maybe it's like.
I mean, I get it.
Wait, does that count as you as a teammate?
I mean, yeah. You know, I would say Jason's more family than teammate.
Yeah. You never suited up and played with him.
Jason is a hell of a salsa dancer, too.
We've heard.
Man, listen.
He's a man of many talents. He does the Michigan sideline. He does Eagles post game. He's on TV.
To go to salsa dancer, but I ain't making it.
Do we think you'd be a good salsa dancer?
Not at all.
I feel that was my first.
That would be just a waste of time. That'd be a waste of my
gut
time.
Gut feeling, you would not be a good salsa dancer. Let's go to Ron and Monco. Hey, Ron. Also would not be a good salsa dancer. Ron. What's up, Ron?
Good morning.
Good morning, Ron.
Q.
Yo.
Are you like the messenger that we're not supposed to kill, or what's up with that?
Oh no, you know, I was just thinking when I was thinking that, because it was another report came out last night that Joel Embiid is looking for the dude that snitched on him. So I just was like, dog, I was thinking to myself, dog, you missed the part of the meat. You're more worried about who said it as opposed to, you know. So we'll see how he plays tonight. We'll see what happens tonight.
Yeah, right. So, all right, so I'll stick with the theme, all right, and then I want to shoot right to the Sixers. Let me see if I can get it in. All right, I got the Philly, or the Birds, losing by 9, a touchdown and a safety.
Oh.
Sorry, that's what I got them at. All right, and I think they're going to lose 3 or 4 more games. That's what I think. I just looked at this schedule. I think they're going to lose to the Ravens and possibly the Commanders at the end. So we'll see what happens.
I don't think it's a crazy thought. I mean, people are probably rolling their eyes. I don't think that's crazy. I mean, they could lose. They have a tough schedule down the stretch.
You brought up them receivers and that defensive line. They're no joke down there.
Nope.
I hate L.A. I hate everything L.A. But anyway, so listen, the Sixers. Let me try to get this out and explain the Sixers. Okay, do you guys remember what was it a year ago that Amori got a 5-year deal? A new 5-year deal on top of the old deal that didn't expire.
And
everybody kind of scratched their head and tried to figure out what's that all about,
mm-hmm.
right? That early, that much? Well, it's real simple. The owner has moved to greener pastures. What was going on and what has happened with the new owner? He now owns the Commies. So that's where he's at. That's where his interest is, and he's left Amari in charge of the Sixers. He doesn't care. As long as he's getting paid, he doesn't care. And expect a sale of the Sixers within the next 2 years.
Well, okay? I'll be all for that. You get someone in here who cares.
Well, here's my message to the Sixers fans in Radio Land.
Mm-hmm.
You got to stop going to the games. You got to force the sale. Because nothing's going to straighten this out. You got to get new ownership in here. The guy does not care about the Sixers. It's just another moneymaker for him. Now he's got a bigger cash cow in D.C., and that's how this is going to go. So I say to the Sixers fans, turn it off, don't go, don't buy the garb. That's it.
Ron, I don't disagree. I mean, show them. I mean, hit them where it hurts if they continue this. Ron, we appreciate the phone calls.
It's Friday night, though.
Yeah. What was that for? It's Friday?
Yeah, and people are starting to come home for the holidays. And
I don't give a shit.
Who they play tonight, then, Bob?
The Nets.
I mean,
yeah.
It's like, skip that one.
if you're going tonight, there's for one reason. That's to give a little hearty boo to the big fellow. That's the reason. 215-592-9494. All right, is this a must-win game on Sunday? I think we're sleeping on the fact that it is. This is a must-win game. If you want the Eagles to get the one seed, they got to win this game. That's the way I view this. All right, on the other side, all your phone calls here. We will tell you about the great prize we're giving away today. We'll get to some Sixer stuff in the 11 o'clock hour with Joel. The latest, including, you know, the quest to find the snitch in the locker room. But is this a must-win game? And I'll explain in more detail the scenarios for the Eagles to get the one seed. How do they do it? What are the tiebreakers here between the Eagles and the Lions for the one seed? 215-592-9494. It's a midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. It's Sunday, a must-win game against the Los Angeles Rams. I do believe it is. Hugh, are you confident to win on Sunday? This Rams team is weird. Like, they're 5-5. You would think average. But they do have, I would say...
They got some decent players,
yeah,
man.
I would say 7 or 8, like, really high-end players. Stafford, the two receivers, their running back is a good player, Kyron Williams. And then defensively, they've got some young guys they drafted the last couple of years, including Jared Verse and him and Quinyon going head-to-head for Rookie of the Year. So they're not your typical 500 team. They've got good players.
Yeah, they do. And you talk about this team, man. And I was telling you the other day, their defensive line, who is it? I was talking about the Brian Young, Byron Young,
Kobe Turner,
and Jared Verse.
And Verse,
man, and Brand. I think it's Braden Fisk.
Yeah,
he got like 5 sacks. Like they got.
Yeah, they could play.
They average across the line. They got like 4 or 5 dudes across that line that got like at least 5 sacks, and they're young. They can get after the quarterback, and their quarterback is a seasoned vet. He's the most seasoned guy you've seen all year long, and as well. As Cooper and Quinyon have played, you know, some of these crafty quarterbacks, man, they fool you with those eyes. And, you know, he got some guys that can make some plays. I could see going into this game and their coach trying to spin the young guys like a top. What'd I do?
No, you didn't do anything. Just
I thought
No, you're good. This is not about you.
No, I'm saying because I was like, dang, did I mess up? Did I say
no, something? No, this is you cook, just cook.
I'm no, not, it's just,
unlike our caller last segment, I'm letting you cook.
No, because I'm thinking about what potentially could happen. I don't think they're going to get outclassed. I don't think that. But it could be a little bit of a struggle. Because like I said, this is probably the best quarterback you're facing so far this season.
I would say.
Outside of Joe. Well, you know, Joe Burrow's good, but this guy has seen a lot. There's a lot that Stafford has seen that. You know, he's been in the league a long time, seen a lot.
Is it the best combination of quarterback and two receivers, right? Like, because in Cincinnati, remember Higgins didn't play? It was just Chase?
Yeah, and I'm thinking.
They got to shut down two guys this time.
I'm thinking about, who do we play at the Falcons? Kirk Cousins.
In London.
He's decent.
In London. But they don't have a second guy that scares you.
Stafford, to me, is the best quarterback you're facing thus far this season. As I'm looking through the schedule, yeah, he's the best.
Sounds like you got a little trepidation about this game.
No, trepidation. No trepidation. I'm still, listen.
You hear it, Kyle?
I have resigned.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. We can tell when it's scared, Douglas.
See, here y'all go.
We know.
No.
It's a little plant-based.
It's me trying to drop a little knowledge. And y'all, every time I do, y'all do me like the callers do. Man, ain't nobody trying to hear that of you. Nobody cares.
I don't get a shit.
We let you cook, but first we got to let you know you're plant-based.
Yeah. Okay. I just say he's a pretty decent quarterback, man.
Oh, he's a borderline Hall of Famer.
He's a Hall of Famer.
For sure?
Yeah, I think so.
Have we decided that? Is Matthew Stafford's a for
he
sure
won a Super
Hall of-
You know, nowadays, if you win a Super Bowl, everybody's a Hall of Famer. Eli's going in at some point.
He got
y'all
two,
get ready.
But he has two.
Yeah, but y'all get ready because everybody's talking, oh, Eli.
Well, that list, you see the list came out yesterday of the candidates?
I know Richmond Webb is on the list.
Who's Eli's on it. Keekly. I'm trying to think of the newer guys.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, Eric Allen's on the list again.
Yeah, he's gonna go. He's gonna go.
Look, I respect Stafford. He's a really good quarterback.
This is first year for Eli?
Like first year on the ballot?
Yes.
Yeah.
He'll go.
Yeah, I mean he'll go. It's a matter of when he goes in. All right, 215-592-9494. We're gonna get to a lot of the Sixers stuff, but we needed to pass this along. Joel Embiid, questionable tonight, left knee injury management.
This is a joke, frankly.
So there it is. Sixers and the Nets tonight. All right, is this a must-win for the Philadelphia Eagles? I believe it is because if you want the one seed and the Eagles want the one seed, which they should and I believe need to get to the Super Bowl, then this game is huge. So here's how it works. I was going through it this morning. Tiebreaker scenarios for the number one seed. The number one tiebreaker would be head-to-head. We don't play the Lions this year, so throw that out the window. So here are the tiebreakers and how they go, 1, 2, 3, 4. The number one tiebreaker will be conference record. This is a conference game. It's huge. The Lions are 6-1 in the conference. The Eagles are 5-2, so we're a game behind them there. The next tiebreaker will be common opponents. So these teams have 5 common opponents that they each play. Bucks, Rams, Packers, Cowboys, and they each play one of those teams twice. So it goes into 5, right? Bucks, Rams, Packers, Cowboys are the 4 common opponents. They play the Packers twice. We play the Cowboys twice. Here's why this game's so big, Hugh. Common opponents. The Lions right now are 3-1 against this group of teams that each team plays.
Mm-hmm.
We're 2-1. Okay, we lose this game. That's our second loss. So you play this out 3 weeks from now when the Lions play the Packers. If they beat the Packers, it's over. We can't win a tiebreaker against the Lions. Like if the Eagles lose to the Rams and the Lions beat the Packers, the tiebreaker is over. We're like, we cannot top the Lions in a tiebreaker. That makes this game so huge. After that, it would be strength of victory, which would be challenging for the Eagles. But the way I view it is, the Eagles have two paths to the one seed. They either got to top the Lions in record, which maybe they could, or they got to have all the tiebreakers lined up. And the only way they're going to have these tiebreakers lined up is if they win this game Sunday against the Rams. I wonder if they feel the gravity of this game. Because you look at the schedule, Hugh, that game next week's got more like gravitas to it, right?
It does. But this is the one you need.
This is the one you need.
I think they do. And there's still a lot of football left to be played. And as I look at the Detroit Lions schedule, it's not – I mean, when you look at some of the teams, like I said, you still got to see the Bears twice. I think there's a good chance they split with them there. They beat the Packers the first time. So there's potentially, and they got to see the Bills.
How many losses?
Potentially three losses there. So that could kind of even things up for you. So this is probably going to come down to who has the most losses, even though the strength of schedule or whatever. But it has to be the losses. If I was betting, they're not going to lose to the Colts this weekend, I don't think.
I agree with you.
It has to be the Bears. It has to be the Bears, Packers.
The Bills is a tough game.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, the Lions are 9-1. How many losses do you think they end with? 3 or 4?
I was thinking in my head 3.
So they go.
Well, no. When I say 3, I mean 3 more because they got one.
So they end at 13-4.
Yeah.
What is the Eagles' final record? We still have the Ravens, Steelers, Commanders, and this game.
13. You say Ravens, Steelers, and Commanders.
I think the Eagles' final record is 13-4.
I was thinking 14-3.
Well, then there you go. Well, then
see, but
then they top them.
Yeah. But it would be nice. It would be in a perfect world.
All right, let me put it this way. Are they going to get to 14-3 without this win over the Rams?
I think so. I think it's possible. I think it's possible.
Well, they'd have to win out.
Yeah.
Because this would be their third loss.
I think it's possible because it's getting so tight down
win
the stretch.
Win out Douglas over here.
I think it's getting so tight down
on
the stretch.
Table, Douglas.
Would anything else surprise you is if we go out here and say not play our best game. I'm not going to say we get blew out. Would that surprise you and then we run the table the rest of the way? Because it just feels like when we watch this team for the last couple of weeks, it hasn't been scary, but it hasn't been comfortable. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of the stretch has been
like
that.
A lot of the trepidation has been for us in the first half of games.
Yeah.
You know, but we get them going. I feel like with this quarterback and these receivers, this is gonna be a tough one for us.
I know you're worried about this game. I feel it.
I'm not worried about it.
You kind of just said they could win out after they lose this game.
I'm not worried about it. And no matter what I say, I'm gonna be worried, Wart Douglas.
Well, I'm feeling it.
No, I look at it, and I'm weighing all the different intangibles in this game. Best quarterback you've faced, the most seasoned quarterback that you've faced. He's faced a lot of rookies.
He's a good
player.
And
he's spun a lot of rookies like a top.
Oh, Fangio, you mean?
Well, I'm talking about Stafford.
Stafford on the other side has gone against rookie DBs.
Yeah, and the one thing that I think that teams have not been able to do, you saw it like one time against the Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
They confused the defense so much so that they got a score with Zach Vaughn. Lost in coverage. They were able to score off of that. I feel like Sean McVay is going to try to do more of that because here's the bottom line, people. When you can get a defense moving and you got guys back there that don't know what to do in their assignments, that's where you tend to make big plays because people make mistakes. And this defense has done a great job for the last couple of weeks of not making mistakes. Sean McVay is one of the most innovative offensive coordinators in the game.
I think you've hit something that we missed the first, 40 minutes of the show.
What's that?
This is also the best coach we've gone up against the entire season.
And that's why I feel like this will be a game. You're going to go a good offensive coordinator and a damn good defense coordinator. This is a chess match.
This is not just the best coach we've gone up against this year. It's probably by far the best coach. Like, who's even second?
Yeah.
LaFleur, I would say, I guess, is the second best coach. McCarthy that we've seen this year. So that's a good point. 215-592-9494. I'll just frame it very simply.
Took me a while to get there. But
you know, you hit the McVay point. The only person I think that doesn't think McVay's a better coach than Sirianni is Elliott. You see his rankings this week. He posted his rankings on the differences between elite, average, and all parts of the team. I think he had Sirianni all the way in the elite, and he had McVay bordering average and elite. McVay.
Yeah, that's
a lot. It was a lot. Will in the Northeast, and then we'll get you set up here for Hughes Clues. What's up, Will?
Dream Team, happy Friday.
Happy Friday,
Will.
Man.
What's up, buddy?
Oh, man, listen. Hey, Hugh.
Yes.
I totally agree. Just like I said yesterday, that defense is the main thing that worried me. You know, they got both their top receivers back. You know, it's going to be a dogfight. You know what I'm saying? And I believe, like, if we go in with a great game plan. I'm hoping they plan for this game. See, that's the only thing that I'll be worried about is how much did they study them tapes.
Oh, they definitely studied.
Yeah, and my thing is, like I was saying yesterday, I don't think Jalen going to have a lot of time in that pocket. Now, I wanted to ask you real quick, what about Smith? Is he going to play or they...
Devontae?
Yeah, we're not sure. So he didn't practice either of the last 2 days. Well, today's going to be big. If he doesn't practice today, he's probably not going to play. Now, we'll see. Sirianni's going to speak at 11:40. We'll air it. I'm sure he'll be asked about this. And then we'll see if he's on the field. I think it's pretty up in the air right now.
All right. So I'm going to say, even if he don't play, you know, we got backup players. And like I said, I've been waiting to see it, and I don't want him. I don't want him to be out. But if he is out, it's time to activate Dotson, man. I think the boy's hungry, man. I've been saying this for a while, and like I said, every ball he done thrown to him these last few games, he's been catching. So I think this is a good game to activate him. And the score that I think is going to be is like yesterday. What was it, 24-19? It's going to be a close defensive nail-biting game.
He workshopped that thing, Joe.
It could be. I like that. That's a unique score, Will. I like that. Good phone call, Will. 24-19. Will thinks it's tight. Yeah, we'll find out more about Devontae later in the show. All right, before we go any further here, we have a prize to give away, a $50 gift card to the Melting Pot. Are you down to fondue? Melting Pot
fondue!
Is offering an all-new Down to Fondue Happy Hour available at the bar. Enjoy half-off cheese and chocolate fondue.
Dates
and times may vary. Visit meltingpot.com. For details. Today, we're going to play a little game we like to call Hughes Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with a tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hughes Clues. Come on in, come on in. Hughes Clues. It's Hughes Clues and you.
See, so yesterday, y'all kind of took advantage of the situation. A little bit because I was having some car issues. So y'all got Hughes Clues before I even got out the car.
I know, it was pretty unbelievable. Yeah, that's on you. Yeah.
So you know me, I'm petty and I have ego issues. I'm gonna make it real hard for y'all today. I'm just gonna put it out there right now. So this is the first clue. Listen up. This person is an actor with a vast IMDb.
All right, there
get
it is.
Get that one. Go
first
for it.
First clue, actor.
Get
with
that
a
one in the first 5 minutes of the show. How about you?
Fast IMDb. Yeah, you really took it personally yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I was like, damn, I didn't even get out of the car.
Well,
good.
You weren't here yesterday.
Yeah,
you didn't plan the whole thing.
Yeah.
I mean, that one's on you. All right. Actor, vast IMDb is your first clue today for Hughes Clues. $50 gift card to the Melting Pot on the line today. 215-592-9494. Let's go to JT in Langhorne. What's up, JT?
Yo, what's up, folks? Happy Friday to y'all.
Happy Friday.
Hey, JT, what's up?
Yo, you my dog. You my big dog. You want to reason I listen to the show, bro?
But
if you don't give a baby a bottle, man, you don't stop all that whining and crying about
JT, before you go in on me, let me. Yes, so you listen to the show a lot, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So when I talked about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and I was trying to explain to you about like I am now, what could potentially happen. How did you feel? Did you feel I was being a baby then?
Not, bro. Different context.
No, JT. This is a yes or no question. Did you feel like I was being a baby then?
No, you was on point. I agree with
you. Okay, so JT, all I'm doing is I put deep thought into some of this analysis. I know it might not sound like it on a day-to-day basis, but I'm thinking when I have these takes, I workshop these takes. And it's so much so that Joe asked me a question in a meeting, and I look at him like he's crazy because I'm trying to figure out how I feel about it. So it's not – I'm not being scared. What I'm doing is, like, trying to analyze how it could potentially go. You see what I'm saying? So I know that – you ain't trying to hear that. Huh? You ain't trying to hear that.
It sounds like a long way of saying Hugh's scared of the Rams.
Go say what you got to say, JT. You ain't trying to hear nothing I'm trying to say.
At all, right? Because I was at the game last year. I'm going to the game this year. I'll leave out tomorrow probably for the game. We beat them last year with the same offense they got this year, with a worse defense, and we got a better offense this year. So how do you figure – and I get what you're saying. Sean McVay is the better coach. I 110% agree with that. But how is he going to beat us when we're the better talent and a better team?
Did you see their defensive line, though? They got a defensive line. They get after the quarterback.
No, the young guy's good. Number 8, I forgot his name.
No, there's a couple young guys. There's a couple young guys they got over there. They got a couple cats over there that can get out of the quarterback.
You think it's better than our defense, though?
I think that the biggest thing that we talked about with this defense of ours this year, they're coming along lately, but we are not a team that gets after the passer a whole lot. They do. They get after the quarterback, but that's not my issue. My issue is you're going against a veteran quarterback who's probably forgotten more football right now at this level than those two young corners that we have seen so far. So that's what I'm.
That's what I'm. Better than Joe Burrow and Jordan Love. We already seen.
JT, listen to what I'm saying. I'm not saying that they can't play, but this is the best quarterback that they're gonna face. We've played against tomato can quarterbacks. That's all I'm saying.
Joe Burrow, he leads the league in passing yards right now. He's a tomato.
And he was one receiver down.
Right, they have both. JT,
they got both their receivers.
I think Burrow right now is better than Stafford. Obviously, Stafford's more experienced. But that day against the Bengals, they only had Chase. They didn't have Higgins. Stafford does have both Kupp and Nacua on Sundays. That makes it a challenge.
Boo-hoo. They had him last year when we beat him.
JT, I hear you.
Hugh and I watched that game in an Eagles bar in Atlanta. That place was awesome.
That was packed.
That was a cool place.
ATL, shorty.
Yes, sir.
JT, what do you got for us? Give us a guess here. Hugh's clues, an actor with a vast IMDb page.
A what page?
IMDb. Like, you
his
know,
movie, the movie, his, the movie, his
They've
movie page.
Done a lot of different kinds
He's
of
done
movies.
A movie, yeah, a lot of different movies.
Come on, Hugh, you better have said this. I guess Denzel Washington, I don't know. Come
That's a
on,
good guess. Do. Sure. He's got.
You know what's funny? We were talking about Denzel this morning.
It's not the answer, JT. No, good phone not. Call. Enjoy. He's
going to LA, yeah.
It's usually a takeover. Elliot is out there already.
Yeah.
I think our brand manager, Rod, forgot when we called him this morning in the meeting. Elliot, groggy at 6:30 L.A. time, answered the phone.
Well, he was up. I had texted him before that.
Yeah, I know. So. But, like, he didn't sound fully awake. You could be awake. I'm awake every day at 6:30. I don't want to talk to anybody. It's a little different.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, JT was a little bit upset with me.
Well, I think actually...
It's not just him, it's everybody.
Well,
people don't like that scary talk. Man.
Kyle,
it's not scary talk.
It confirmed to me something you said. It was a Freudian slip. Something you said confirmed you're worried about this game.
What's that?
Well, you said, remember when I told you about the Bucks game? They lost that game, and you were right to be worried,
no,
and you're comparing your
you know
feeling
if we
that.
Lose, you're
no,
going to be, I told you so, Dodgers Monday.
Yeah. No, first of all, I was defending my takes because every time, for whatever reason, I try to give analysis, oh, you're just being a scaredy cat. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I thought this out. I mean, for the most part, I thought it out.
I know you did. I didn't and think you came just, in here willy-nilly.
Yeah, people think I'm being willy-nilly or being scaredy cat. I'm
well,
not being scaredy.
No, I think you are thoughtful, but you're also scared. Let's go to Dustin in the Northeast. What's up, Dustin?
Joey G.
What's going on, man?
Hey, Dustin.
Yeah, before I get into it, dude, I just got to tell you guys have the most entertaining show on the station. You guys are like an Oreo, perfect mix. Got a little vanilla, chocolate. It's
we kind of are like a reverse Oreo.
You know?
Yeah, it's like a reverse
it's
Oreo.
It's a reverse.
Well, they have those. You ever have the
I have not.
The golden Oreo.
The golden Oreo.
The golden Oreo. I haven't had
I got to be honest. They're not quite. They're not even close
they're not,
to
They don't hit like the
nah,
Oreo.
You need the real. Now, do you guys like to do the Christmas Oreos or the Halloween Oreos?
I haven't seen them.
You haven't seen them?
Mm-mm. You mean Christmas Oreos? I haven't seen them.
Like the Oreo Cakesters. You ever
have
those?
Oh, yeah.
No, they're great.
Mm-hmm. I have had those. Yeah, those.
You know they have Oreo gingerbread houses now.
Really?
Yeah, we've been down that path.
Dustin, go ahead. We're losing it.
You know who never gets the flowers thrown his way either? Dude, Kyle, your drops are great. Your commentary in the background's great. Dude,
Kyle's an idiot.
A hell of a Howard Eskin, you're an idiot. How's that sound? You're in it.
Well, that's for sure. That's for sure. Dustin, what do you think? Is this a must-win?
I think it's a must-win. I think just like how Kyle and Joe, you guys were talking about it, if you want first place, you're gonna have to win these games. And to be honest with you, you know, you guys were just hitting on it. This might be the best wide receiver core we're seeing all season. So it's really going to be interesting to see how the Young Bucks hang on with them. Because those are two dominant wide receivers. And you got a quarterback who can go out and pass for 350 at any given time. So I think that this is a really – I think that this is the most important game of the season, hands down by far so far. Because of the competition we're playing against.
Yeah, and you throw in all the tiebreakers and the fact that the Lions beat them, so they've got that on us, Dustin. We got to get this one. All right, Dustin, what do you got for us? Actor with a wide variety of movies on the resume.
Yo, Hog, real quick before I give you my guess.
Yes.
Just a stupid question. Just want to ask you. You ever seen Tommy Boy?
Yes, it's been a long time.
I love that movie.
Yeah. Chris Farley.
I was on it last night. I was dying, dude. I was dying.
That's one that holds up, Dustin. I still laugh when it comes on. It's such a good movie.
It's hysterical. How about Morgan Freeman?
Good guess, Dustin. Not it, but a good guess there. All right, 215.
That's crazy that Morgan Freeman name came up. That's crazy.
Why?
No, because it came up earlier in the day.
Oh, yeah, because we were talking about
Morgan Freeman.
Well, people are kind of in, you know, they're maybe the same
wavelength. They're trying in my head, yeah.
Oh, that's not good. That means they're going to get this. 215-592-9494. Back to your phone calls. Eagles on Sunday. It's a must win to me. If the Eagles want the one seed, they need to beat the Rams on Sunday. That's how I feel going in. Plus, on the other side, we have to address something that was reported yesterday about the Sixers. More on the nonsense. They're back home tonight. Joel Embiid will be on the floor. And we'll get into what we should expect and what Joel Embiid should expect when he's announced tonight. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. It's Sunday, a must-win game against the Los Angeles Rams. I do believe it is. Hugh, are you confident to win on Sunday? This Rams team is weird. Like, they're 5-5. You would think average. But they do have, I would say...
They got some decent players,
yeah,
man.
I would say 7 or 8, like, really high-end players. Stafford, the two receivers. Their running back is a good player, Kyron Williams. And then defensively, they've got some young guys they drafted the last couple years, including Jared Verse and him and Quinyon going head-to-head for Rookie of the Year. So they're not your typical 500 team. They've got good players.
Yeah, they do. And you talk about this team, man. And I was telling you the other day, their defensive line, who is it? I was talking about the Brian Young, Byron Young,
Kobe Turner,
and Jared Verse.
And Verse,
man, and Brand. I think it's Braden Fisk.
Yeah, they
got like 5 sacks. Like they got.
Yeah, they could play.
They average across the line. They got like 4 or 5 dudes across that line that got like at least 5 sacks, and they're young. They can get after the quarterback, and their quarterback is a seasoned vet. He's the most seasoned guy you've seen all year long, and as well as Cooper and Quinyon have played, you know, some of these crafty quarterbacks, man, they fool you with those eyes. And, you know, he got some guys that can make some plays. I could see going into this game and their coach trying to spin the young guys like a top. What'd I do?
No, you didn't do anything. Just
I thought
No, you're good. This is not about you.
No, I'm saying because I was like, dang, did I mess up? Did I say
something? No, you cook, just cook. Unlike our caller last segment, I'm letting you cook.
No, because I'm thinking about what potentially could happen. I don't think they're going to get outclassed. I don't think that. But it could be a little bit of a struggle. Because like I said, this is probably the best quarterback you're facing so far this season.
I would say.
Outside of Joe. Well, you know, Joe Burrow's good, but this guy has seen a lot. There's a lot that Stafford has seen that. You know, he's been in the league a long time, so he's seen a lot.
Is it the best combination of quarterback and two receivers, right? Like, because in Cincinnati, remember Higgins didn't play? It was just Chase?
Yeah, and I'm thinking.
They got to shut down two guys this time.
I'm thinking about who do we play at the Falcons? Kirk Cousins.
In London.
He's decent.
In London, but they don't have a second guy that scares you.
Stafford, to me, is the best quarterback you're facing thus far this season. As I'm looking through the schedule, yeah, he's the best.
Sounds like you got a little trepidation about this game.
No trepidation. I'm still, listen.
You hear it, Kyle?
I have resigned.
Of course. Yeah. We can tell when it's scared, Douglas.
See, here y'all
We know.
No.
It's a little plant-based.
It's me trying to drop a little knowledge. Y'all, every time I do, y'all do me like the callers do. Man, ain't nobody trying to hear that of you. Nobody cares.
I don't give a shit.
We let you cook, but first we got to let you know you're plant-based.
Yeah. Okay. I just say he's a pretty decent quarterback, man.
Oh, he's a borderline Hall of Famer.
He's a Hall of Famer.
For sure?
Yeah, I think so.
Have we decided that? Is Matthew Stafford's a for
he
sure
won a Super
Hall of...
You know, nowadays, if you win a Super Bowl, everybody's a Hall of Famer. Eli's going in at some point.
But he has 2.
Yeah, but y'all get ready because everybody's talking, oh, Eli.
Well, that list, you see the list came out yesterday of the candidates.
I know Richmond Webb is on the list.
Eli's on it. Keekly. I'm trying to think of the newer guys.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, Eric Allen's on the list again.
Yeah, he's gonna go. He's gonna go.
Look, I respect Stafford. He's a really good quarterback.
This is his first year for Eli?
Like first year on the ballot?
Yes.
Yeah.
He'll go.
He'll go. It's a matter of when he goes in. All right, 215-592-9494. We're gonna get to a lot of the Sixers stuff, but we needed to pass this along. Joel Embiid, questionable tonight. Left knee injury management.
This is a joke, frankly.
So there it is. Sixers and the Nets tonight. All right, is this a must-win for the Philadelphia Eagles? I believe it is because if you want the one seed and the Eagles want the one seed, which they should and I believe need to get to the Super Bowl, then this game is huge. So here's how it works. I was going through it this morning. Tiebreaker scenarios for the number one seed. The number one tiebreaker would be head-to-head. We don't play the Lions this year, so throw that out the window. So here are the tiebreakers and how they go, 1, 2, 3, 4. The number one tiebreaker will be conference record. This is a conference game. It's huge. The Lions are 6-1 in the conference. The Eagles are 5-2, so we're a game behind them there. The next tiebreaker will be common opponents. So these teams have 5 common opponents that they each play. Bucks, Rams, Packers, Cowboys, and they each play one of those teams twice. So it goes into 5, right? Bucks, Rams, Packers, Cowboys are the 4 common opponents. They play the Packers twice. We play the Cowboys twice. Here's why this game's so big, Hugh. Common opponents. The Lions right now are 3-1 against this group of teams that each team plays.
Mm-hmm.
We're 2-1. Okay, we lose this game. That's our second loss. So you play this out 3 weeks from now when the Lions play the Packers. If they beat the Packers, it's over. We can't win a tiebreaker against the Lions. Like if the Eagles lose to the Rams and the Lions beat the Packers, the tiebreaker is over. We're like, we cannot top the Lions in a tiebreaker. That makes this game so huge. After that, it would be strength of victory, which would be challenging for the Eagles. But the way I view it is, the Eagles have two paths to the one seed. They either got to top the Lions in record, which maybe they could, or they got to have all the tiebreakers lined up. And the only way they're going to have these tiebreakers lined up is if they win this game Sunday against the Rams. I wonder if they feel the gravity of this game. Because you look at the schedule, Hugh, that game next week's got more like gravitas to it, right?
It does. But this is the one you need.
This is the one you need.
I think they do. And there's still a lot of football left to be played. And as I look at the Detroit Lions schedule, it's not – I mean, when you look at some of the teams, like I said, you still got to see the Bears twice. I think there's a good chance they split with them there. They beat the Packers the first time. So there's potentially, and they got to see the Bills.
How many losses?
There's potentially three losses there. So there that could kind of even things up for you. So this is probably going to come down to who has the most losses, even though the strength of schedule or whatever. But it has to be the losses. If I was betting, they're not going to lose to the Colts this weekend, I don't think.
I agree with you.
It has to be the Bears, Packers.
The Bills is a tough game.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, the Lions are 9-1. How many losses do you think they end with? 3 or 4?
I was thinking in my head 3.
So they go.
No. When I say 3, I mean 3 more because they got one.
So they end at 13-4.
Yeah.
What is the Eagles' final record? We still have the Ravens, Steelers, Commanders, and this game.
13. Say Ravens, Steelers, and Commanders.
I think the Eagles' final record is 13-4.
I was thinking 14-3.
Well, then there you go. Well, then
see, but
then they top them.
Yeah. But it would be nice. It would be in a perfect world.
All right, let me put it this way. Are they going to get to 14-3 without this win over the Rams?
I think so. I think it's possible. I think it's possible.
Well, they'd have to win out.
Yeah.
Because this would be their third loss.
I think it's possible because it's getting so tight down
win
the stretch.
Win out Douglas over here.
I think it's getting so tight down
on
the stretch.
Table, Douglas.
Would anything else surprise you is if we go out here and say not play our best game. I'm not going to say we get blew out. Would that surprise you and then we run the table the rest of the way? Because it just feels like when we watch this team for the last couple of weeks, it hasn't been scary, but it hasn't been comfortable. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of the stretch has been like
that. A lot of the trepidation has been for us in the first half of games.
Yeah.
You know, but we get them going. I feel like with this quarterback and these receivers, this is gonna be a tough one for us.
I know you're worried about this game. I feel it.
I'm not worried about it.
You kind of just said they could win out after they lose this game.
I'm not worried about it. And no matter what I say, I'm gonna be worried, Wart Douglas.
Well, I'm feeling it.
No, I look at it, and I'm weighing all the different intangibles in this game. Best quarterback you've faced, the most seasoned quarterback that you've faced. He's faced a lot of rookies.
He's a good player.
And he's spun a lot of rookies like a top.
Oh, Fangio, you mean?
Well, I'm talking about Stafford.
Stafford on the other side has gone against rookie DBs.
Yeah, and the one thing that I think that teams have not been able to do, you saw it like one time against the Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
They confused the defense so much so that they got a score. When Zach Vaughn was lost in coverage, they were able to score off of that. I feel like Sean McVay is going to try to do more of that. Because here's the bottom line, people. When you can get a defense moving and you got guys back there that don't know what to do in their assignments, that's where you tend to make big plays because people make mistakes. And this defense has done a great job for the last couple of weeks of not making mistakes. Sean McVay is one of the most innovative offensive coordinators in the game.
I think you've hit something that we missed the first, 40 minutes of this show.
What's that?
This is also the best coach we've gone up against the entire season.
And that's why I feel like this will be a game. You're going to go a good offensive coordinator and a damn good defense coordinator. This is a chess match.
This is not just the best coach we've gone up against this year. It's probably by far the best coach. Like, who's even second?
Yeah.
LaFleur, I would say, I guess, is the second best coach. McCarthy that we've seen this year. So that's a good point. 215-592-9494. I'll just frame it very simply.
Took me a while to get there. But
you know what? You hit the McVay point. The only person I think that doesn't think McVay's a better coach than Sirianni is Elliott. You see his rankings this week. He posted his rankings on the differences between elite, average, and all parts of the team. I think he had Sirianni all the way in the elite, and he had McVay bordering average and elite. McVay.
Yeah, that's
a lot. It was a lot. Will in the Northeast, and then we'll get you set up here for Hughes Clues. What's up, Will?
Dream Team, happy Friday.
Hey,
Friday,
Will.
Man.
What's up, buddy?
Oh, man, listen. Hey, Hugh.
Yes.
I totally agree. Just like I said yesterday, that defense is the main thing that worried me. You know, they got both their top receivers back. You know, it's going to be a dogfight. You know what I'm saying? And I believe, like, if we go in with a great game plan. I'm hoping they plan for this game. See, that's the only thing that I'll be worried about is how much did they study them things.
Oh, they definitely studied.
Yeah, and my thing is, like I was saying yesterday, I don't think Jalen going to have a lot of time in that pocket. Now, I wanted to ask you real quick, what about Smith? Is he going to play or they...
Devontae?
Yeah, we're not sure. So he didn't practice either the last 2 days. Well, today's going to be big. If he doesn't practice today, he's probably not going to play. Now, we'll see. Sirianni's going to speak at 11:40. We'll air it. I'm sure he'll be asked about this. And then we'll see if he's on the field. I think it's pretty up in the air right now.
All right. So I'm going to say, even if he don't play, you know, we got backup players. And like I said, I've been waiting to see it, and I don't want him to be out. But if he is out, it's time to activate Dotson, man. I think the Bulls hungry, man. I've been saying this for a while, and like I said, every ball he done thrown to him these last few games, he been catching. So I think this is a good game to activate him. And the score that I think is going to be is like yesterday. What was it, 24-19? It's going to be a close defensive nail-biting game.
He workshopped that thing, Joe.
It could be. I like that. That's a unique score, Will. I like that. Good phone call, Will. 24-19. Will thinks it's tight. Yeah, we'll find out more about Devontae later in the show. All right, before we go any further here, we have a prize to give away, a $50 gift card to the Melting Pot. Are you down to fondue? Melting Pot
fondue!
Is offering an all-new down to fondue happy hour available at the bar. Enjoy half off cheese and chocolate fondue dates.
Like
and times may vary. Visit meltingpot.com. For details. Today, we're going to play a little game we like to call Hughes Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with a tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hughes Clues. Come on in, come on in. Hughes Clues. It's Hughes Clues and you.
See, so yesterday, y'all kind of took advantage of the situation. A little bit because I was having some car issues. So y'all got Hughes Clues before I even got out the car.
I know, it was pretty unbelievable. Yeah, that's on you. Yeah.
So you know me, I'm petty and I have ego issues. I'm gonna make it real hard for y'all today. I'm just gonna put it out there right now. So this is the first clue. Listen up. This person is an actor with a vast IMDb.
All right, there
get
it is.
Get that one. Go
first
for it.
First clue, actor.
Get
with
that one in the first 5 minutes of the show. How about you?
Fast IMDb. Yeah, you really took it personally yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I was like, damn, I didn't even get out of the car.
Well,
good.
You weren't here yesterday.
Yeah,
you didn't plan the whole thing.
Yeah.
I mean, that one's on you. All right, actor, vast IMDb is your first clue today for Hughes Clues. $50 gift card to the Melting Pot on the line today. 215-592-9494. Let's go to JT in Langhorne. What's up, JT?
Yo, what's up, folks? Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday.
Hey, JT, what's up?
Yo, you my dog. You my big dog. You want to reason I listen to the show, bro.
But
if you don't give a baby a bottle, man, you don't stop all that whining and crying about
JT, before you go in on me, let me... Yes, so you listen to the show a lot, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So when I talked about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and I was... trying to explain to you about like I am now, what could potentially happen. How did you feel? Did you feel I was being a baby then?
Not, bro. Different context.
I didn't know. No, JT, this is a yes or no question. Did you feel like I was being a baby then?
No, you was on point. I agree with
you. Okay, so JT, all I'm doing is I put deep thought into some of this analysis. I know it might not sound like it on a day-to-day basis, but I'm thinking when I have these takes, I workshop these takes. And it's so much so that Joe asked me a question in a meeting, and I look at him like he's crazy because I'm trying to figure out how I feel about it. So it's not – I'm not being scared. What I'm doing is, like, trying to analyze how it could potentially go. You see what I'm saying? So I know that – you ain't trying to hear that. You ain't trying to hear that.
It sounds like a long way of saying Hugh's scared of the Rams.
Go say what you got to say, JT. You ain't trying to hear nothing I'm trying to say.
At all, right? Because I was at the game last year. I'm going to the game this year. I leave out tomorrow probably for the game. We beat them last year with the same offense they got this year, with a worse defense, and we got a better offense this year. So how do you figure – and I get what you're saying. Sean McVay is the better coach. I 110% agree with that. But how is he going to beat us when we're the better talent and a better team?
Did you see their defensive line, though? They got a defensive line. They get after the quarterback.
No, the young guy's good.
There's a couple young guys. They got a couple cats over there that can get after the quarterback.
You think it's better than our defense, though?
I think that the biggest thing that we talked about with this defense of ours this year, they're coming along lately, but we are not a team that gets after the passer a whole lot. They do. They get after the quarterback, but that's not my issue. My issue is you're going against a veteran quarterback who's probably forgotten more football right now at this level than those two young corners that we have seen so far. So that's what I'm –
That's you like what I'm better than Joe Burrow and Jordan Love.
We already seen. JT, listen to what I'm saying. I'm not saying that they can't play, but this is the best quarterback that they're gonna face. We've played against tomato can quarterbacks. That's all I'm saying.
Joe Burrow, he leads the league in passing yards right now. He's a tomato.
And he was one receiver down.
Right, they have both. JT,
they got both their receivers.
I think Burrow right now is better than Stafford. Obviously, Stafford's more experienced. But that day against the Bengals, they only had hit Chase. They didn't have Higgins. Stafford does have both Kupp and Nakua on Sundays. That makes it a challenge.
Boo-hoo. They had him last year when we saw him.
Hugh and I watched that game in an Eagles bar in Atlanta. That place was awesome.
That was packed.
That was a cool place.
ATL, shorty.
Yes, sir.
JT, what do you got for us? Give us a guess here. Hugh's clues, an actor with a vast IMDb page.
A what page?
IMDb.
His movie page.
He's done a lot of different kinds
of
movies.
He's done a lot of different movies.
Come on, you better have said this. Denzel Washington, I don't know.
That's a good guess. Sure.
You know what's funny? We were talking about Denzel this morning.
It's not the answer, JT. No, good phone call. Enjoy. He's
going to L.A., yeah.
It's usually a takeover. Elliot is out there already.
Yeah.
I think our brand manager, Rod, forgot when we called him this morning in the meeting. Elliot, groggy at 6:30 L.A. time, answered the phone.
Well, he was up. I had texted him before that.
Yeah, I know. So. But, like, he didn't sound fully awake. You could be awake. I'm awake every day at 6:30. I don't want to talk to anybody. It's a little different.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, JT was a little bit upset with me.
Well, I think actually...
It's not just him, it's everybody.
Well,
people don't like that scary talk. Man.
Kyle,
it's not scary talk.
It confirmed to me something you said. It was a Freudian slip. Something you said confirmed you're worried about this game.
What's that?
Well, you said, remember when I told you about the Bucks game? They lost that game, and you were right to be worried,
no,
and you're comparing your feeling
that.
No,
first of all, I was defending my takes because every time, for whatever reason, I try to give analysis, you're just being a scaredy cat. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I thought this out. I mean, for the most part, I thought it out.
I know you did. I didn't think you came in here willy-nilly.
Yeah, people think I'm being willy-nilly or being scaredy cat.
No, I think you are thoughtful, but you're also scared. Let's go to Dustin in the Northeast. What's up, Dustin?
Joey G.
What's going on, man?
Hey, Dustin.
Yeah, before I get into it, dude, I just got to tell you guys have the most entertaining show on the station. You guys are like an Oreo, perfect mix. Got a little vanilla, chocolate. It's
we kind of are like a reverse Oreo. You know?
Yeah, it's like a reverse
it's
Oreo.
A reverse.
Well, they have those. You ever have the
I have not.
The golden Oreo.
The golden Oreo.
I haven't had those.
I got to be honest. They're not quite. They're not as close.
They don't hit like the Oreo.
You need the real. Now, do you guys like to do the Christmas Oreos or the Halloween Oreos?
I haven't seen them.
You haven't seen them?
Mm-mm. mean Christmas Oreos? I haven't seen them.
Like the Oreo Cakesters. You ever have those?
Oh, yeah.
They're great. Mm-hmm.
I have had those. Yeah, those.
You know they have Oreo gingerbread houses now.
Really?
Yeah, we've been down that path.
Dustin, go ahead. We're losing it.
You know who never gets the flowers thrown his way either? Dude, Kyle, your drops are great. Your commentary in the background's great. Dude,
Kyle's an idiot.
A hell of a Howard Eskin, you're an idiot. How's that sound? You know, you're an idiot.
Well, that's for sure. That's for sure. Dustin, what do you think? Is this a must win?
I think it's a must win. I think just like how Kyle and Joe, you guys were talking about it. If you want first place, you're gonna have to win these games. And to be honest with you, you know, you guys were just hitting on it. This might be the best wide receiver core we're seeing all season. So it's really going to be interesting to see how the Young Bucks hang on with them. Because those are two dominant wide receivers. And you got a quarterback who can go out and pass for 350 at any given time. So I think that this is a really – I think that this is the most important game of the season, hands down by far so far. Because of the competition we're playing against.
Yeah, and you throw in all the tiebreakers and the fact that the Lions beat them, so they've got that on us, Dustin. We got to get this one. All right, Dustin, what do you got for us? Actor with a wide variety of movies on the resume.
Yeah, Hog, real quick before I give you my guess.
Yes.
Just a stupid question, just want to ask you. You ever seen Tommy Boy?
Yes, it's been a long time.
Love that movie.
Yeah. Chris Farley.
I was out there last night. I was dying, dude.
That's one that holds up, Dustin. I still laugh when it comes on. It's such a good movie.
It's hysterical. How about Morgan Freeman?
Good guess, Dustin. Not it, but a good guess there. All right, 215.
That's crazy that Morgan Freeman name came up. That's crazy.
Why?
No, because it came up earlier in the day.
Oh, yeah, because we were talking about
Morgan Freeman.
Well, people are kind of in, you know, they're maybe the same
trying in my head, yeah.
Oh, that's not good. That means they're going to get this. 215-592-9494. Back to your phone calls. Eagles on Sunday. It's a must win to me. If the Eagles want the one seed, they need to beat the Rams on Sunday. That's how I feel going in. Plus, on the other side, we have to address something that was reported yesterday about the Sixers. More on the nonsense. They're back home tonight. Joel Embiid will be on the floor. And we'll get into what we should expect and what Joel Embiid should expect when he's announced tonight. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.